Tonight from Comerica Park, the Toronto Blue Jays reach the final leg of the road trip and take on the Detroit Tigers. Once again, it's a pleasure to bring you to the ballpark here in Motown. I'm Ben Wagner next to Mike Wilner. Back in our studios tonight, Josh Goldberg sits in for Scott MacArthur while Tom Young, Josh Santos, and Sho Ali are behind the scenes helping bring you the broadcast. So many questions around this series with both clubs posting names on the trading block. A few Tigers, of course, might change their stripes this week, but rumors are really heating up around tonight's starting pitcher, Marcus Stroman. All systems are go, and he's just minutes away from opening this series for Toronto. It's the series opener through the weekend between the Blue Jays and the Tigers, next on the Sportsnet Radio Network. The 2-1, thrown to the backstop out of the reach of Hicks, and he sprawls after the carom, and it eludes him, so Sogard easily trots over the dish. And it's 1-0 Toronto here in the first inning. The Blue Jays absolutely gifted a run when Hicks couldn't handle the slider yanked by Zimmerman. He couldn't pick it on the backhand. It shot through the five hole of the home plate umpire. It hit the backstop hard and went shooting back towards the catcher, who made a diving attempt. But once that ball rolled past his glove, Sogard's in to score, and it's 1-0 Toronto. Stroman holds the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Went after the slider down in the dirt, and Stewart's retired on strikes. A pair of punch-outs for Marcus Stroman, and after allowing back-to-back base hits, three in a row retired by the right-hander. Runner from first bluffs. Jansen swings and ground ball toward third. Candelario with a diving grab. The throw to second. Now the throw to first, not in time. On at first base, and a run comes in to score regardless. Guerrero scores to make it 2-0.
Look back at the runner. Here's the 1-1 pitch. It swung on, hit in the air to left field, deep. Gurriel going back towards the track, feeling for the wall, makes the catch. Tagging is Jones. Here comes the throw, the tag, not in time. Did he come off the bag? He did come off the bag. He's out! Lourdes Gurriel Jr. throws out Jacoby Jones. It's a double play as the original throw was there and in time, but Vladimir Guerrero had to be a little bit behind the bag to get it. He reached out to swipe tag at Jones, didn't get him, but held the tag on him as Jones danced around the bag. Here it comes. Swung on, hit in the air, shallow in center field. Jacoby Jones comes charging, and it'll drop in front of him. A base hit, and then he overruns it. But everyone moves up only 90 feet. Guerrero in to score on the RBI single by Hernandez. All the runners had to wait and make sure it dropped. Billy McKinney had to go two-thirds of the way to second base. And the infielders were coming out hard, so nobody really able to take advantage as Jones overruns the ball and Jordy Mercer in behind him to pick it up. But the Blue Jays add another run on that little duck snort single to center. RBI single by Teoscar Hernandez makes it 3-0. 0-1 to Sogard, line drive right field, base hit. In to score is Biggio. Here comes McKinney behind him getting the wave. The throw is late, and Billy will score. Stopping at second is Hernandez. It's a two-run single for Eric Sogard, and the Blue Jays have opened things up, leading the Tigers 5-0. Now Freddie Galvis, it's a ground ball off the glove of Goodrum at first and into right field. Hernandez getting the wave as Castellanos picks it up. He'll just flip it into the infield. The Blue Jays get another one.
The 0-1. Swinging a shot down the left field line. Screaming off into the corner and gone! An aerial assault by Teoscar Hernandez. A frozen rope over the wall in left field, just above the 345 marker here in Detroit. 7-0 Toronto. 1-1 pitch. Ground ball towards the middle of the diamond. That's through into center field, a base hit. Galvis is coming around third. He's coming in to score on an RBI base hit by Lourdes Gurriel Jr. More solid contact from the Blue Jay left fielder. He's got a base hit and his 40th RBI of the season. And it's 8-0 Toronto here in this sixth inning. The 1-2 hit hard towards the hole. Base hit into left field. Getting the wave towards the plate. Gurriel's going to try to score. Stewart's up with a throw, and he won't make an attempt to the dish. He lobs it back towards third, and the third baseman, Candelario, wasn't ready for it. The ball rolls all the way in front of the Tigers' dugout, where it's picked up by the catcher, John Hicks. Gurriel scores. Justin Smoke takes the unoccupied bag because of the circus play. And then Guerrero gets a base hit with a ribby and advances to second on the throwing error by Stewart. The Blue Jays now have a 9-0 lead over the Tigers. Jansen's 0-for-3, picked up a ribby on a fielder's choice back in the second. The pitch hit hard towards the hole, past the lunge of Candelario, base hit left field. Smoke is in to score. Here comes Blatty. He's going to score. Two runs in on a line drive base hit into left field for Danny Jansen. Two runs home, and this game has been blown wide open. 11-0 Blue Jays.
Smoke swings, and it's a grounder to third. Backing up is Candelario. Throw all the way across the diamond to get Smoke. In to score is Sogard, and to second comes Gurriel. Candelario making the right choice to get Smoke, who gets an RBI for his trouble. And the Blue Jays now have a dozen. They lead Detroit 12-0. 2-0 to Mercer, popped up. Can of corn, center field. Teoscar Hernandez is underneath it. He makes the catch. And on his 101st pitch of the night, Marcus Stroman ends a 1-2-3 bottom of the seventh inning. Pitch to Beckham, ground ball to short. Drury plays it off his left, looks home but throws to first. And here in the Motor City, we get a Bronx cheer for the Detroit Tigers finally scoring a run. They trail the Blue Jays 12-1.
The 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss, and he went after the fastball. Sam Gavilio strikes out Hicks, and that will finish off the ball game. It was all Toronto tonight. The bats pounding out 15 hits, scoring a dozen runs, all in support of another outstanding outing for Marcus Stroman. If it is his last, what a way to ride off into the sunset as a Toronto Blue Jay posting shutout work when he was on the hill. Final score here tonight, 12-1, the Blue Jays over the Tigers.